Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, ye who are blessed of my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?
The least of these is all of us. Do you realize that? When God looks at all of us, what does he see? From heaven's perspective, what? I know it's going to make some of y'all feel bad, but from heaven's perspective, what? The least of these. And God was willing to bring heaven to earth. Anybody excited about that? That God was absolutely willing to bring heaven to earth. Anybody kind of like, what? That was a good idea. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you know, we come to this point where then we're going to release the new year. We've gone over. Guess what? If you're going to hang out at Hillview, here's the things you need to know. All right. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So you're going to hear him preached every Sunday. I don't believe there's another way to heaven. So don't even argue with me. And you say, Pastor Steve, what about all these good people? They're going to go to good hell. And they get to go to be polite with one another. I guess they'll have a community group there. They will organize themselves and protest that others got to go to heaven and it's not fair that they didn't get to go. It's the real world we live in. Jesus Christ is for real. And you either believe that or you don't believe that. You either say, you know what? Jesus is the Son of God or he's not the Son of God. We here at Hillview Heights Church believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And guess what we did? I guess this is going to happen to some of y'all today. We believe we're all sinners. How many of y'all believe that? We're all sinners. I mean, even people who never smoked a cigarette, they're still sinners. Even people that only cuss in their basement, they are still sinners. And even those Baptists that sneak a drink on holidays are still sinners, all right? We got to get real before God and say, you know what, God, here I am. I am not what you made me to be, but man, I am so glad that you've come to earth to make me what I can be. And so today, if you don't have a relationship with Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to know there's been people praying in this church for, I know of, 24 years that you would come and you would receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and it'd be real. Now, if you're going to hang out at Hillview, guess what? You better like all kinds of people, because we got all kinds of people. We got cool people here. We got weird people here. We got people from all over the world here. We speak 14 different languages right here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So when people ask me, does your church speak in tongues? Yes. We speak Russian. We speak Bosnian. We speak several different dialects of Spanish. And it's one of the things, Kentuckians don't understand about Latin America. It's kind of like, Plano, Richardsville, Smith's Grove, we all have different dialects. Same there, but you know what, Sheriff? This is not the town I grew up in. I can honestly remember that a foreigner was somebody from Edmondson County when I was a child. You know, they had snuck in on Saturday to come to town. How many of y'all lived here long enough you remember when people used to say, we're going to town? Yeah, I remember when Scottsville Road, where Mark Hale's house is, if you know where Mark lives, that started the country. Now that's the main drag. You know what? Has Bowling Green changed? Here's the good news. God did not. And there are still people that need to be forgiven. So today, I'm going to tell you right now, I got good news for you. Today, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, He is willing to know you, save you, and forgive you of your sin. He said, well, Pastor Steve, you don't understand what I've done. Well, I don't want to start a controversy with you, but I will. I think you don't understand what He's done. That He's died so that you and I can live. How many of y'all fine with that? Coach Obie, you fine with that voice of the Hilltoppers? There's a louder voice called Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. There's a new life waiting for anybody that would receive it today. How many of y'all glad about that? Now, here's the deal. We're going to release it. We're going to get crazy. Listen, Hillview, they thought we were crazy. We're going to be crazier now than we were later. How many of y'all been around older people? I love older people. I'm getting older. I like it. People said you wouldn't like it. I like it. You know why? You can just start blurting stuff and people forgive you. When I'm 80, Glacy told me today, she said, Dad, if you make it to 80, we're caging you up somewhere. She said, Dad, that is the nightmare of my future life, to imagine taking you to dinner at 80. I said, what do you think? She said, you will say things that they will probably shoot people over with it then. We'll have to wear bulletproof, clothes to dinner. You know why? We don't want to take a stand. Hillview, this is a controversial church because I take a stand. I'm not going to follow the ways of the world because I've read the book over and over. And guess what? The ways of the world do not lead to life. The ways of Christ lead to life. Now, here's the second thing. We better learn to love one another. You know why? Because nobody else is going to like you. I was with a group of pastors this week, and I told them, I said, well, boys, we're going to get along eventually. And they said, why do you think so, Reb? I said, everybody hates us now. And I said, eventually, when everybody hates you, you care less if your brother plays a piano or not. You care less if one of them jumps up and down or not. You care less if one of them reads the King James or an NIV. When somebody's shooting at you, my brother is somebody that'll shoot back. So we're going to get over a lot of silly stuff and get down to the real deal, okay? Now, I want to show you something today. We got to show it. Jesus just didn't teach it. He became it. He showed it. How many of y'all glad to know that Jesus just didn't talk about turning the water into wine? He turned it into wine. Now, I know that bothers some of you Church of Christ and Baptists, but it's real wine. It's real wine. And you say, how do you know, preacher? I've had some. It's real. You mean your lips have touched wine? If that's all they touched, I'd have been in good shape. Thank God for His what? Huh? His grace, it's grace and mercy, not our righteousness, but His righteousness. Is everybody clear on that so I can move on today? Give me a head nod or something. Y'all got to move a little bit, okay? Yeah. By the way, too, this is kind of a weird kind of church because we're like interactive church. It's a 21st century church. And so, listen, we're in this together. Okay, I never figured it out when I was a kid. I used to sit there and this guy with the real cool haircut, he would tell me all the things that I was supposed to do. I didn't like any of them that he said, but he would tell me. And there was no interaction. There was no questions. I want you to know that Jesus Christ will talk to you. He will love you. He will be in you. He will do every day with you. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? that we have a God that lives every day with us. Well, let me take you to Acts chapter 1. It's where it all starts. And today, I want you to know that Jesus Christ is in you. If you'll share with somebody near you, he's in me. Just go ahead and let them know that. Come on, we got to talk. He's in me. Now, hold on. Y'all are acting awful quiet. Just think, you could have gone to 130 churches today in Bowling Green that you could have done this in. And it had been over in an hour. You say, when are we going to finish today? I have no idea. When God gets done. When it's time to finish. I do know this. We need to realize that we got the power of the Holy Spirit in us. So three things today. God is in you. God chooses you. And God wants out of you into the world. So you get those three things. God is in you. God chooses you. And God wants out of you into what? The world. Okay, let's see what he does in Acts. The writer of Acts. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach. Now let's look about Jesus. He didn't just teach it. He what? He did it. He became it. He showed it. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Jesus is not just teach only. He's do and what? Teach. What's the best way to learn? Anybody know the best way to learn? Come on, you all know the truth. How many of you all were great parents before you had kids? How many of y'all knew all about children before you had kids? Come on, fess up. I love it. I watch my sister all the time. Now, she knew how to raise kids since she got one of her own. And then she had it all figured out since she got two. And it's different in the doing than it is the theory, right? How many of y'all realize that today, I want to show you something so you'll know where we are. We would rather discuss theory than reality. Would that be true in our world today? We have a theory on economics, but we don't want to deal with the reality. We have, watch, this is the one that gets me. War on poverty. We've been taking care of poor folks since 1961. We're going to get rid of poverty. Did y'all realize we have more poverty today than we did in 1961? You know why? We can't fix it. Because it's not an outside problem. It's a what? Inside problem. And the best we can do is clean the windows. But guess what God can do? Change the window panes. He can change the glass. He can change the inside of the experience. And God's willing to today. Isn't that amazing? God's willing to today. Well, let me show you, Hillview, here's the way it works. We got to look today and we got to look, do and teach, do and teach, do and teach. How many of y'all do what you teach? How many of y'all do what you teach? I mean, you believe in what you believe in. How many of y'all believe in what you believe in? I do. I believe in what I believe in. Make sense? I believe in what I believe in. How many of y'all, watch this. How many of y'all been Hilltopper fans no matter what? See, I've been, watch this. I've been there in the black jersey days and the red jersey days. I still wear my black jersey to remember the darkness from which we've come from. But you know what? I cheer just as loud then as I do now. You know why? Because I believe in them. Make sense? Win or lose, do you still believe? Jesus is looking for that kind of faith. Not what you see right now, but do you see who Jesus is? You see who Jesus is? Because I'm telling you what, he's going to be here when it's all done. How many of y'all believe does somebody believe he's going to be here when it's all done? Yeah, now watch this. I'm going to show you he's going to be here when it's all done. Well, it goes on in Acts. We got to do, we got to teach. We got to teach, we got to do. So I want to give you two things. First of all, you teach people all day long. Every one of us are teachers. Do you realize that? If you're a parent, you're an ultimate teacher. You teach a kid to get up and go to work. Or, as a majority of people have done in the United States, you teach them how not to work. I didn't say we all talk good things. True? You know why people don't work today? They don't have to. I guarantee you, tonight, if you had to eat, and the only way you could eat was you had to go to work, guess what you'd go do? You'd go to work. But since you don't have to, we've taught you that you're special. Oh, goodness. You're talking about the hardest thing I deal with. And teachers, please don't be offended by this. But why did you tell all these kids they were smart? And what's worse, why did you tell dumb kids that they were smart? That's a lie. Not everybody's smart. How many of y'all figured that out? Y'all looking at me funny. Have y'all noticed we've got leaders that aren't smart? Y'all notice, have you all seen some effects from that? You know why? They teach, have never done. That's what's going on. Make sense? They teach, but they've never done. You know the best way to learn business? Run one. How many of you business folks found out that business in reality was different than business in the classroom? Oh, yeah. David, business in the classroom, easy, isn't it? Because business in the classroom doesn't deal with people. What have you all found out about people? Tell me what you all have learned about people. Jimmy, I've learned that people are unpredictable. I've learned that people are weird. I've learned that sometimes people are cool. I've learned that sometimes people are uncool. I found sometimes they're with you, sometimes they're against you. Sometimes they're with you a little while and then they're against you. I've learned that people can do anything at any moment. So basically I've learned this. We're not always stable. How many of y'all would give it that much? That people aren't always stable. Would you give it that? Watch this. I've had some marital problems. You know why? I'm not stable. I'm not always doing what I'm supposed to do, but you know what? God is always doing what he's supposed to do. That's pretty neat, isn't it? That God is always on. God's always on. In fact, I think we pray weird things to God. I wish God would speak audibly sometimes when we go, God, would you come? If I was God, I'd go, I'm already there. God, would you help me? Would you listen? God, I want this. You don't need that. It's not that I'm not answering your prayer. I'm answering your prayer, and the answer is no. Garth Brooks song, remember? Thank God for unanswered prayer. How many of y'all got some thank God for unanswered prayer? I looked at three of mine at a reunion, and that had been a divorce. But I prayed at the moment, what? Lord, I know. What I used to pray it like this. Lord, I know it's your will. And I'm sure God was up in heaven and said, you ain't got enough. You can't even think past tomorrow. How do you know what my will is? So I want to give you what we got to do. We got to receive God's power. Now, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? I want you to know the power of the Holy Spirit is already in you. The power of the Holy Spirit is already in you. Y'all understand that. Once you said, Lord Jesus, come into my life, guess what the Lord did? He came into your life. Guess what he brought with him? The Father and the power of the Holy Spirit. Where you get one, you get all three. Everybody understand that? Now, here's what we don't understand about the Holy Spirit. First of all, he, do you hear that? He is real. And the Holy Spirit's not an it. It's not an object. It's the person of God that gets up in you and does what? It sustains. Come on, good. Now y'all talking. What else does it do? It convicts. Oh, but what? Somebody said, how many of y'all have ever had the Holy Spirit convict you? Just like one of them beepers on a Scotty's truck. You know, the big equipment, they put those beepers on there, so when they hit reverse, what? Beep, 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 beep. What's that? Tell stupid people not to stand there. Now, hold on. Holy Spirit does the same thing. Inside of us, what does it do? Some of you men get to looking at that secretary, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit goes, beep, beep, beep. That's not the will of God. That's the will of God doing this. You know that, remember that Amityville horror movie? Sometimes the Holy Spirit goes, get out. And guess what we do? Lord, I'm searching for your will. Run. Are we going to hear God? Are we going to receive God? It starts there today, okay? You can't show it till you have it. Now, here's what I want you to know. Here's the good news I get to say every Sunday, every Wednesday night, every time I preach. God wants to save people. Now, your question today is, do you want to be saved? God chooses to save. I believe that every day I live in the mercy of God, because you know what? If God did nothing, I'd find hell all the time. Without God, there's just hell. And the older I get, guess what? The more true that becomes. When I was younger, I used to be idealistic, and I used to think we could think of some good things to help each other. I have found that our good things don't work very well, i.e., war on poverty, more poverty. We just tear each other up. Have y'all noticed that? Or am I blind? Am I crazy? Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy right now. Do y'all not see these things? Y'all are just amazed that I'm saying them. Watch this. If I went on national news right now and said some of these things, guess what? More people would hate me than already do. You say, well, why doesn't that unnerve you? I've been hated by some of the finest human beings that have ever existed on the face of the earth. Been cussed by a lot of them. And here's where they get mad at me. That does not change what Jesus said. Gallup says, Air says, who cares? 51% say it's not sin anymore. God says it's sin. 51% says this is all right. God says it's not all right. You got to decide where you're going to stand. Crazy on the day of Jerusalem. In Jerusalem on that morning, God changed everything for the church and he created his church. Let's see what he did. Until the day he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. How many of y'all glad to know Jesus chose you? Now you want to be chosen today? Here's a good way to get chosen. Let's go back to elementary school for a minute. How many of y'all remember being in the first grade? I come from a very ancient primitive society. Back in my first grade class, we were not handed iPads. We were handed big red, big thick pencils. How many of y'all grew up with a big red thick pencil? It's about this big. Later on in life, you could put several of them together and use it as a golf driver. But how many of y'all have a big red thick pencil? And they gave that. Now, some of the kids are looking at it. You mean, watch, our children have never seen a what? Pencil. Y'all just wait. After all the electricity goes out, our kids are going to be going, what do I do? All of us adults will be pulling out our big red fat pencil, still able to write and communicate. You remember those days? Big red fat pencil. Now you're back in the first grade. How many of y'all remember the first grade teacher asking a question? What did you do when the teacher asked a question in the first grade? Yep. Back then you raised your hand. And if you really wanted to answer, what did you do? Oh, you did? I did that too. I'd be like this. Or I'd do this. I thought I was smarter than everybody else. Some of y'all say you still think you did. But like, double hands, baby. And I'd help the teacher. My teacher wasn't smart. Pick me. Now, hold on. Let me ask a question. Do you think if you want to get saved, that bad God will choose you? You know who God chooses? People put their hand up and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I need your salvation. God, I need you to choose mercy into my life. Guess what he does? He'll choose you. Some of you today need to get your hand up and say, I need to be saved. It's just that simple. Now, those of you that have received Christ, power is in you. And in the name of Jesus, I'm calling on us as a church this year to show people the love of God, the mercy of God, the power of God. But we got to what? Show it. He said, well, Pastor Steve, you don't understand. I don't agree with people. So what? I've been married for almost 30 years. I sure don't agree with Elizabeth all the time. And any of you men that agree with your wife all the time, you need to come to the altar today and really get some help from the Lord. Because you really messed up. There's no way a man can agree with a woman all the time. We think different. God made us to think different. You men ought to be saying, amen. See, y'all are such sissies now, you scared your wife's going to beat you to death right here. God didn't call you to live in fear. He called you to what? To think. For us to think and struggle and wrestle and let God speak into our lives. Look what he says here. On the day the church is created, he presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. John Paul, this is one of your sermons constantly. It's about the kingdom of God. And we've made it about what we're doing instead of what he can do in us. Now, I want you to know every one of y'all are important. Y'all are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to be labeled with a cross and resurrection. How many of y'all glad to know you're labeled with the cross and resurrection? Big Red, you don't have to get a tattoo. The Holy Spirit has already tattooed you as his. When God looks at you, he sees the cross and resurrection on your shoulder. You choose the color of ink you want. Boom, there it is. You are mine. Now, hold on. I got to preach just a minute. How many of you all are glad to be God's children? I don't care where you're from. Up north, down south, Latin America, Russia, Asia. Isn't it amazing how many people from all over the place have ended up in Bowling Green, Kentucky? What even amazes me more is how many have ended up at Hillview Heights Church. You know why? I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe in missions, plural. I believe in mission. Jesus said, I have come that they might be saved, period. So for me, it's not a program. It's a way of life. That we might live in such a way that people could see Jesus. Now, Hillview, let me tell you what. He's chosen you. Everybody got that? He's chosen you. Everybody got that? He's chosen. Just look at somebody and say, I've been chosen if you're saved. Just let them know I've been chosen. Now, don't get the big head about that. See, here's what a lot of people do. They get the big head. Like, we got some preachers running around going, well, I'm a part of the elect. Yeah, by the grace of God. They forget the other part. I'm a sinner in need of God's election. It's not I've been elected, it's that I've been forgiven. I've repented of my sins and a merciful God has given me a new life. Anybody excited about that other than me? I'm glad that we got a new life. Yeah. Now, Hillview, I'm just going to tell you, if you're visiting today and you don't like to hear about the cross and resurrection, you're not going to like to hear about me. Just go somewhere else. Because I'm on a mission, because I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to preach Jesus crucified, I'm going to preach him resurrected, I'm going to preach the Bible true, and I'm going to preach him coming again. You say, Pastor Steve, there's a lot of people that don't agree with you. That's been the story of my life. Y'all think that bothers me? He said, Pastor Steve, what are you going to do if everybody leaves? I had a guy ask me that the other day. He said, well, what if everybody just left your church because you just preach that cross and resurrection so hard? I said, we started out broke. That's not new to me. Where are you going to worship? You know what I believe? You stay with Jesus, you're going to be all right in the end. And you hold on to anything else, it'll be gone. You know what? I love Elizabeth. Y'all know I love Elizabeth, but guess what? She may not be there with me at the end. I don't know. I've already lived longer than I thought I was going to. You know, Kev, I mean, you and I, yeah. I've had a couple of shots at being dead already, amen? Because I just do crazy, stupid stuff. And when I was young, how many of y'all, when you were young, how many of y'all found this? Some people, law enforcement folks in here today, Sheriff, you agree with me on this. Some people are naturally more stupid than other people. Would you agree? I mean, some of the things you've seen, did y'all hear the sheriff, amen? I guarantee you, the sheriff's had some moments. Now, he can't say it because it's an elective office. But he's leaned over his car and thought to himself, how does a human being think of something so stupid? And so he's got a little stupid. He helps people think. He takes them and puts them in these little rooms. They're called think tanks. He locks them up in there for a while till they get some sense, hopefully. Yeah, I've done some stupid things before. How many of y'all have done some stupid things before? Cover your ears, Sheriff. I used to race motorcycles on the parkway. Was that smart? I saw two of them coming by me in the summer. These cool kids, they thought they was cool, you know, and they're raising that front wheel up. Guess what I thought of? I could tell I was getting old. Used to, I'd have gone, man, that's cool. Guess what I did? I looked at Elizabeth, I said, he going to get killed. And I lifted off a list of my buddies that are no longer with me because they used to race it. One of them raised his tire up and raised himself right into the front end of a pickup truck. Guess what happens when you do that? You meet Jesus. Up close and personal. And you go, well, was that the will of God? No. That's God's mercy on stupid people. That's the truth. God has come in my life more times than I can even imagine. And God will come into yours. Get your hand up. Lord, I want to be chosen today. Now, after we get chosen, we receive power. Do you all understand that there is power in the people of God? Don't ignore the power that God's put in your life. And what's that power for? To show love and mercy, to show God's grace, to love people. Now, this week, we're going to do that a little bit. We're going to do that with just a fun project. 5, 10, 15, 20. Don't go over $20. Don't go over $20. Now, if you don't have $5, if you'll come by and see Pastor Mark, you'll have $5. Make sense? Now, some of you go, well, how come I don't get 20? Because you don't. You get 5. If you have nothing, you start with 5. I'm doing you better than the parent of the talents. They gave you 1. We're giving you 5. So we got 5, 10s, 15s, and 20s out there this week. Just bless somebody with it. Invest in their life. Invest in a situation. Buy lunch by the guy behind you. It freaks people out. One day this lady, I was at the counter, and this lady was just giving the person at the counter just all kinds of grief. And I knew she went to church. She didn't go to this church, but I knew what church she went to. And I just gave the lady a tip, and I said, "That's just for dealing with my sister." And she goes, "That's your sister?" I said, "Sister in the Lord." She goes, "She believes in Jesus?" I said, "I know it's hard to detect right now, but that's how merciful God really is. Amen? We got to show it. Come on, I'm getting that real." Well, look at what happens. God chooses us. God presented himself as risen. We follow a risen Lord. And while staying with him, he ordered them not to depart Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You've heard from me." He said, you remember John the Baptist. He baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. God gives us the power to minister. Now check this out. So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you restore the kingdom of Israel at this time?" God has just told them, "I'm going to give you a new life. I'm going to give you the power to do great things." And guess what their first question is? Political. "Lord, what about Israel?" Now, this is an heir's theological paraphrased here. You know what God said? "None of your business. That's my business." Some of you all spend more time worrying about our nation than you do about being godly inside our nation. Is America going to last? No. Is Russia going to last? No. What about Japan? No. What about China? No. What about North Korea? They're already gone. What about South Korea? No. No nation will last forever. Never has, never will. And some of you invest your whole life in something that won't last forever, and you ignore constantly that will last forever. There's only one thing that lasts forever. His name is Jesus. How many of y'all believe that? I believe that. I believe it, man. I believe it. Amen. And guess what? You and I get to live in this city and take what lasts forever and show it to the world. So how are we going to work it? Just like the Bible says. Let's try that. He said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has fixed on his own authority. People ask me, "Well, Pastor Ayers, you think these are the last days?" I said, "We've been in the last days since he said, 'I'm coming soon.'" I don't worry about the last day, because here's what the scripture told me to do. Scripture told me to worry about this day. See, I read the Bible, and guess what? It didn't tell me to be doing circles and charts and timelines and writing books on when God was coming back. The Bible tells me this is the day. It doesn't tell me tomorrow's the day. It doesn't tell me the next day's the day. It doesn't tell me yesterday was the day. I believe the scripture says, this is the day the Lord hath, and I will be what? Glad and rejoice in it, whether I got a cold or not. Whether I've got a good hair day or a bad hair day. Whether everybody likes me or doesn't like me. Whether I'm encountering great joy or great suffering, our God is still the same. He's going to baptize you with power that will get you to heaven. Some of y'all ought to freak out. You got heaven in you, ma'am. What do you think about that? Yeah. I tell my wife that every morning. I say, "Honey, how does it feel to wake up with heaven?" "A little heaven in me." She says, "Yeah, let me tell you, the only heaven you got in you is Jesus." Yeah, but it's true. So you know what it means to show the world? Show the heaven to the world. Let's take 5, 10, 15, 20. Let's bless people. I believe God's going to do wild and weird things this week. Just blessing people. Freak them out. And listen, if they go, "Where are you all from?" Tell them Living Hope. Tell my buddy Jason. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't want you to promote the church, because we're not supposed to promote the church. We're supposed to promote Jesus. You know why? Why have you loved me? Because Jesus loves me. Leave it at that. Where you go, church? It's not about the church, my friend. It's about, let me tell you about Jesus that's coming to my life. Jesus is coming back to get his church, but guess who he's coming to get? Everybody put their hand up and said, Lord Jesus, save me. Now I'll give you the plan. Starts at the house. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's live it well. Amen. How many of y'all just want to live it well? Earl, how in the world have you made it to 90 years old? Thank you, Cindy, for answering for him. That's how he's made it. You've helped him for 90 years. Earl's over here going, I don't know. Cindy said, Earl, one day at a time. Yes, that's the answer I was looking for, Cynthia. Thank you. I love Earl and Cindy. They've been married since Noah. And, I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. But since they got more marriage in than most of us have years. That's not what freaks me out. They've been married for over 60 years and still like each other. That's the kicker. Amen. Also, guess what? We got the Rowe family. One of the daughters told me that her parents, the Rowe family, that they've been married over 60 years. Now, here's what I want you young people to know. It's possible, but not without Jesus. You girls, if you think you're going to keep your husband there just because you're so cool, wrong. You men, if you think your body is something exciting to your wife, wait till you're 50. It ain't going to be. I know some of you 50-year-olds go, yeah, I've still got it going on. Yeah, you need to get a better mirror. You know what? You're supposed to have sense by then. Make sense? I love my son, Blake. I'm laughing at him now. For 5 years at the lake, he pinched my belly like I was a doughboy. 2 years of marriage, I'm pinching his now. See what I'm saying? Better watch it. It comes back to haunt you. Six packs become kegs. There ain't no doubt about it. All right? But be careful. Be careful. Brewer, you're hanging on. No, brother, you're hanging on. Now, check this out. Here's what Jesus said. I'm going to give you grace. I'm going to give you mercy. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And then guess what he said? You're going to be my witnesses. I want to leave you with this today. I'm a witness to the Most High God. You and I together as the church are a witness to the Most High God. Everything you do is a witness. And so I want to just go be witness and say, where does it start? It starts in Jerusalem, doesn't he say? Now it's going to start. You wait in Jerusalem. I'm going to give you a power that nobody's ever seen. It's my heaven. And I'm going to put it in your life. And then it's going to go to Judea. Make sense? It's going to go to Judea. And then after it gets in Judea, guess what it'll do? It'll leak out into Samaria. Let me kind of put this in perspective for you. We start in Bowling Green. Then it goes to Smith's Grove. It'll get up there. What do you think about that? And then it'll go from Smith's Grove. It might even get over there to Adophilus. Anybody know where Adophilus is? Of course not, unless you're from there. It'll even go to Brownsville. What do y'all think about that? It'll get through the state and it'll go to the ends of the earth. But guess where it starts? Jerusalem. You know why the church is missing it today? Jerusalem. I asked some of my missionary friends, I said, how can y'all be hyped up going to another country while yours is going to hell? I mean, what do we got to tell other countries? Ah, we've messed our country up. We're here to mess yours up now. If I was from another country, I wouldn't want us there. You know, some countries won't let Americans in their country because of our morality. What do you think about that? Yeah. So we're not going to have that in our country. We don't destroy families in our country. But you know what? We ought to be the witness that God puts things back together. How many of y'all believe that? God puts you back together. When you messed up, God will put you back together. So I'm just asking you today, be witnesses. Not of the church, but of a merciful Jesus who will forgive anybody in this room today, who will change anybody in this room today, and who will stay with you to the end. Amen? Y'all have listened well today. Give yourselves a hand for listening well today. Y'all been great. Gosh, you've been great. Hillview, by the way, this is the day the Lord's made. I tell you what, I have a great time pastoring y'all as a church because y'all are so cool. And I hear stories of how y'all love people during the week. Let's keep loving people, okay? And so what kind of people are welcome to Hillview? Anybody's. That's fine. How would you describe who goes to church at Hillview? It is everybody, isn't it? We got bald-headed people. We got literally green-headed people, blue-headed people, blonde-headed people, people from all over the world. You know why? That's what I love about God. He loves people. He loves rich people. He loves poor people. He loves people. Now, the enemy, there is a devil. He's real. Enemy, he hates people. He hates them all. He hates white people and black people. He hates them all. God counters that by loving them all no matter what. I believe that. Amen. So it makes me crazy. I believe you can get better today because I believe Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave. I believe if you receive him today, you're going to be saved. I believe if you haven't been baptized, you need to be obedient and get baptized. And I believe God's going to do some great things in your life. Amen. I'm going to ask you to come today also to the altar as you pray and say, God, if you got 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever you're going to do, however God's going to invest in you individually, say, Lord, show me this week what I need to do to just show your love to somebody. 5, 10, 15, 20. All right? 5, 10, 15, 20. If you don't have 5, who you need to go see? Go see Markel. You're going to give you 5. And I really mean that. If you don't have 5, you're going to get 5. Everybody can participate that wants to participate. Now, some of you are going to say, well, I ain't doing that. Well, it's fine. All you people that do this in kingdom, well, I ain't doing that. Pastor, you remember that? Well, I ain't doing that. And guess what you may hear one day? Jesus look at you and say, I ain't doing that. That's a bad deal if it's the last day, amen? When Jesus says, I was and you weren't there, that's not going to be a good deal. Hillview, I tell you, I thank you for this. In the name of Jesus, don't ever lose it. Nobody left out. Nobody's left out. If you came in here today and the devil's been telling you you're worthless, I want you to know that he's a lying spiritual entity. And you're not worthless. You've been made by God, and God himself sent his own son to die for you so that you could live. That's how much he loves you. You say, Pastor Steve, you don't understand. I'm on drugs. You don't understand the grace of God will get you off drugs. Pastor Steve, you don't understand who I've slept with. Let me tell you what, you won't have to sleep with him one more anymore after Jesus Christ shows you that there's something better. I'm not here to pick on your sin. I'm just telling you, you don't have to continue on. Does that make sense? How unmerciful would I be if I said, keep using drugs? I mean, how smart is that? Make sense? Let God change your life. I don't know what your whatever is. Everybody's got a whatever. Everybody's got one. Whatever it is, I know God will make it better. So let's stand together. Lord Jesus, we got whatever struggles. But you're God that's made us witnesses. So Lord, right now I pray that some people put their hand in the air. Right now they'll raise their hand to you, Jesus, and say, I'm a sinner that needs to be saved. And Lord, I thank you for the folks that are going to be baptized in just a minute in the next service. But Lord, I thank you for those that are going to come today because they realize they need to be obedient to you. Lord, I pray today that you just let us not just hear your word, but really feel the vibration of your word. That you would create in us a clean heart. That you would really help us understand you're for real and it's about every day. Church, look at me. Look at me. I love you. Guest, you're no longer guest because if you're a follower in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're part of the body of Christ. This altar is yours. This is for anybody. Whosoever, whatever. God will save you. His name is Jesus. I'm going to ask you all to do something because God's doing some cool things. Those of you who believe, guess what you need to be praying for right now? Lord, if there's anybody here that needs to be saved, they'd be what? Believers care about others. Listen, I care about you going to heaven. On the day of judgment, I want you to stand up there and go to heaven. Y'all cool with that? I mean, how bad a guy can I be? I'd be sorry if I said this. Well, just go to hell. That's a sorry individual. Here's a God that has forgiven you, and you want to stand there and not receive his grace? Now, what kind of intellectual are you, really?
Well, I'm going to stand before God on my own merit. Really? A holy, righteous, pure, perfect God, and you're going to stand on your own merit? You're going to take a Kentucky definition of good before an almighty God? That won't win. I'd rather say, Lord Jesus, here I am. Pastor Keith, if the Lord asked me, heirs, if he says, why should I let you in this heaven? I'm going to say, Lord, there's only one way I can come in. You said you'd forgive me. And if you hadn't forgiven me, I'll step away. You're my way. You're my truth. You're my life. And you're the only way in. If you can tell him that, guess what he'll say? I bet he'll grin. He'll go, I saw you a long time ago when you had that Tupperware bowl haircut and you raised your hand and asked me to forgive you. You sure haven't been one of my best behaved children, but nonetheless, you're still my child. Come on in. You know what I hope to hear? Come on in, my good and faithful servant. Still working with that. Be saved today in the name of Jesus. Be baptized. If you hadn't been baptized, you go, is baptism important? Yeah, apparently. It's mentioned today, wasn't it? John baptized with water. You baptized in the Holy Spirit. The altar's open. Let the folk be saved. Let God be revealed. May his presence be seen right now. In the name of Jesus, church, God's altar's open. Jesus' mercy is available. And so now will you come and just let God touch you. And as you come, will you be saved in the name of Jesus? Come on.